joining us on the line. Very, very privileged to be chatting to the Chief Creative Director at MNC Sachi Abel, which is Neil Mashiko. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. No, they're not too kind. They are absolutely, absolutely accurate. Did you foresee this type of response to this ad? Because it was sensational.
We wanted this type of a reaction, but we didn't expect it to be so overwhelmingly positive. We did expect some negativity from people, and we were prepared for that kind of a response from some of the people. But it's definitely surprised us how positively people received it, but it goes to show how the ad actually spoke to the realities of South Africans.
It really did, because in fact I saw very, very, I can't even recall seeing any negativity. We didn't even the EFF disappointed us and didn't say anything to try and divide us. You know, I saw people saying things, and I loved it on Twitter. People were saying things like, oh, well, I don't have any white friends to bring to this, or white family to bring to a game of Monopoly, a game. And I was going to say, well, I'll come. But it was just, it created the sense of unity and of us being able to laugh at ourselves. And if anything, in South Africa helps us to survive some of what we have to survive, it is the ability to laugh at ourselves.
Yes, of course. And that's what we wanted to demonstrate, is to show that we understand that as South Africans, we have that ability. And I think somehow, in a weird way, it's how we get to problem solving. It's we approach it in a lighter way that allows us to work with our differences and try and get to the solutions that we need to have. And what was important for us was also looking at the period in the country that the ad was going to fly. It was a very positive period, and we were very careful not to disturb that positivity with the ad, but actually use it to also highlight as take the strength and positivity that's come from the bokeh and all our successful celebrities and people doing well around the world. We wanted to use that to go like, now let's garner some support and gather our heads together to try and see if we can find solution for some of our issues that we're dealing with.
Was it a big decision not to have any Nando's chicken as part of the advert?
No, not at all. Actually, we do have some of the ads that don't feature the chicken, but our approach to it is around, if you look at your friends, you don't want friends that only talk about themselves when they speak to you. So they must also show you that they're also interested in you, and that gives you a way into their character. So you already know it's a Nando's ad. We don't have to put the chicken in your face. And we find that people appreciate that kind of thing, but there is a balance. Most of our ads will have chicken, but here it's like we're talking to our customers and our friends, and we're sharing our own frustrations and laughing at our own weirdness as South Africans.
Well, we really are. Well, have you considered actually producing this game now? Because I can't tell you how many people, and I'm sure I don't need to tell you, how many people actually want to go out and buy this game, probably possibly as a Christmas gift.
You saw the game on the TV ad, so the game does exist. So all I'm saying is that you just have to wait and see. It's a campaign.
Okay, so this is part of a campaign. Absolutely incredible. The other thing is that I think is worth noting, is I believe that the reason that Nando's, this ad, this particular ad was so successful is that it isn't the first time. I think that if another company had to come up with an advert like this, that it wouldn't be well received. Nando's over the years has created a brand that is a little bit edgy. It's a bit provocative. It's that when you talk about that friend, it's almost that friend who can't, who can say that something that's just a little bit edgy and somehow can get away with it. It's very, very clearly part of the brand that you guys are building.
Yes, it's in Nando's DNA, and we need to be consistent with that. And I think it works where people understand that it's not just about Nando's. We are not being like this just to sell chicken. There is an element that you get a sense that it is quite a South African brand that is interested in us doing well as a country. So even when we raise these issues, it comes from a good place. It's like, you know, we are on your side, and we like fighting with you if you're fighting. You know, if you don't like something, we are with you on that. We're not just like bringing up negativity only, you know. So
absolutely,
I think once people recognize your brand DNA, they expect it from you. And when you don't do it, you disappoint them.
Absolutely amazing. Nir Mashiach, I'm going to leave it there. Well done to you. Nir is the Chief Creative Director at MNC Sachi Abel. And well done. Absolutely. Kudos to you. I think that what you guys have created is honestly a national treasure for South Africa, and something that we are absolutely in desperate need of, that the ability to laugh at ourselves and just realize that at the end of the day, we are all exactly the same and really want the same thing. So well done to you, and we look forward to hearing more about this campaign.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to say well done to the brand team, because like if you look at South African advertising, we need more edgier marketers that can put brands out there and get people talking about them. And so it's like kudos to them for their bravery.
Absolutely right. Time is 8:39.